There's a main hall at the front, and at the rear of the building, there's a kitchen with a lower level roof. It appears the fire has affected the roof at the rear of the premises, and it's also spread either to or from the neighbouring property. That we've got, we're trying to determine the cause of. Right. Our fire investigators are here at the moment. But importantly, the fire was at the rear was threatening the main assembly hall. So the firefighters have fought the fire at the rear of the Chinese takeaway and the assembly halls, so from two different sectors, and also a third sector working inside of the building, working through the roof space of the assembly halls to check the fire from entering the space.
So it's not quite clear whether it started in the assembly halls or the takeaway?
We won't be able to establish cause until fire investigation has completed their role. Certainly as we stand in now, we've probably got about another half hour's work cutting away any material that we think is at risk of reigniting and damping down, just to prevent any reignition.
And you've got quite a lot of stuff here at the moment.
Because of the historic nature of Faversham Town Centre, Stuart Beadle, our first Level 2 commander here, made a call for Make Pump 6 and also the height vehicle that you can see in front of you here.
Right.
We've also brought two additional officers on as well. So, indeed, we've got the resources both to provide water, provide breathing apparatus, use the firefighting technology that you've got in the terms of Fog Spike and Cobra to attack the fire on the multiple fronts that presented us, but also have a contingency for should it spread into the main roof.